Afternoon, everybody. So just as an introduction, the elders asked me to speak on unity among the believers. That's something that has been very important to me over the last couple of years. Lord's really been working on my heart on that particular issue, and I've been wanting to share it, and so this is the first opportunity I've gotten to do that. So I'm pretty excited about it. So some of the stuff is a little bit raw, and so we'll see how it goes. I wanted to start with a story about Lee. I think it was the second Sunday we came. We're just getting to know everybody here and listening to the messages. And Lee said something in a sermon that I didn't agree with, and I was it hit me wrong. And so after the service, I was talking with him, and I told him, that I didn't agree with what he had said, and I basically shared something from my story that contradicted what he said. And he looked at me, and he nodded and thought, yeah. And he said, "Want to go to breakfast?" I said, "Yeah, I would love to go to breakfast with you." So later that week, we met for breakfast and sat down. And when we sat down, he said, "What you said, I've been thinking about it all week. Got stuck in the gummy part of my brain," he said. So then we went to talking about it. And it was about 3 to 3.5 hours later. We were actually at Sheldon's in the back room, so there was nobody else there. We were able to talk freely. We came to being done talking. We talked about a whole range of stuff, and it was really enjoyable. And at the end of it, I said, this guy, he loves me. I know that. So we went out in the parking lot, and he told me, he said, "Jonathan, I want you to know that if you don't go to my church," he says, "it's fine." He said, "but I really want to be your friend." And what I took away from that was that there's some things that he did, things that I did, things that he did, that made that potential conflict or disagreement be something that was smooth. By me going and talking to him instead of talking to somebody else, he was able to address me directly. And then also, he had actually thought about the things that I said instead of discounting them out of hand. And so, when we got done with that interaction, it was, I felt honored by him, and I felt like he felt honored by me. And it started a friendship, and we started going to breakfast quite a bit and spending a lot of time in that room in the back. So that was an example of it being done well. I'm not going to give you an example of it being done poorly, because I think everybody probably already has those. So I want to talk about the starting at a point of agreement. So I was thinking about all the different scriptures and also creeds and things. I was reading through them, and I thought about the different disagreements that I've heard from believers as I was going through that. And I rested on, actually, that list is so long of things that people disagree about, it's really not even worth talking about here. You probably know most of those. But I settled on John 3:16, which I know that's very, very basic, but it is very, very true. And I think everybody in this room, if you're a believer, you believe that it's true. And God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So, do you believe this? Is that something everybody can say? Okay. So we've found a pretty good place to start for our discussion. But what happens when you find out in your course of discussion that the person that you're talking to does not agree with you? That's where the real challenging part starts. And that's where we have to know how to handle that. So, I had a question for all of you. Have you ever strongly held a belief that after further study of the Word or life experience has caused you to change your mind? Now, for me, I have. There's things that I believe very strongly, and then after studying more or experiencing things, it's just like, yeah, I think I'm actually wrong on that one. I probably have a lot of those still, and the Lord's working on me on them. So arguments, they almost never bring someone to repentance. And by repentance, I mean changing your mind. When you're pushing hard against somebody, it's human nature to push back. And so I would encourage you to give people room to come around. You know, when you share an idea with somebody, something that's important to you, maybe it's a belief or maybe it's something that you've heard or something that you've experienced, and they reject it, if you know they're rejecting it, let them be. And I'm talking about things that aren't directly tied to salvation. I mean, the very premise of our faith. The other things, the things that fall outside of that. So, I mentioned, or John actually sent out his email, Romans 14, and I hope some of you got a chance to read that. It's something that has helped me to really enjoy having the beliefs that I have and allowing people, other people to have their beliefs as well. I found a lot of peace in it. So I don't have time to read all of Romans 14, so I'm gonna start with the beginning of it, and then I'll kind of skip through the end or to the end of it. It says, this is the New American Standard Translation. Now accept the one who is weak in faith, but not for the purpose of passing judgment on his opinions. One person has faith that he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats vegetables only. I think actually he was thinking of Al. The one who eats is not to regard with contempt the one who does not eat. The one who does not eat does not judge the one who eats, for God has accepted him. Who are you to judge the servant of another? To his master he stands and falls, or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. And so Paul kind of sums up the Romans 14 at the end. He says, so then we pursue the things which made for peace, the building up of one another. Do not tear down the work of God for sake of food. All things are indeed clean, but they are evil for the man who eats and gives offense. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that your brother or for which your brother stumbles. The faith which you have as your own conviction or have as your own conviction before God. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because eating is not from faith, and whatever is not from faith is sin. So, in Paul's letter to the Romans, he digs deeply into conscience and what you have faith for and what you believe in. He addresses the believer to help them understand that they shouldn't force people that don't have faith for something into doing it. He's specifically writing about food and holy days, but I believe that same grace extends to all of the other issues that we deal with as believers. So, when you're talking to people, share your thoughts, share your beliefs, and then let the Lord work in their hearts and love them well. Colossians 3, 12 through 14, also New American Standard. So as those who have been chosen by God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other, and whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is perfect bond of unity. So, what I'm talking about today is not theory for me. So it hit home this week, actually. Another believer accused me of teaching something that's so strange and creepy, I didn't even know what it was, that had to look it up. And it was really hurtful, actually, that someone was spread a lie about me. And especially when I want so strongly to see believers unified in Christ. So, the struggle is real, but my heart is full of compassion for them, and I want to reconcile with them. I would just ask that you pray for me and my family and the people that spoke against me. They're having a hard time as well, so it was born out of pain, but it still caused it as well. So, if you have a problem with a brother or sister, reach out to them. This includes when you hear something about them. If you lack courage, which I have before, pray for them with love in your heart and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Don't gossip, as in do not talk to somebody about an issue unless they can help you resolve it. And there's a little story. I don't know if I have time for a little story.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. In a small German village, a woman differed from her minister and became so angry that she began spreading ugly rumors about him around town. As fate would have it, she eventually became ill and called on the minister to pray for her. He came gladly. She asked the forgiveness of her gossiping. He said, I'll grant your forgiveness. The woman said, The minister said, but there's something that you must do. I'll do anything, the woman said. As soon as you get well, go pluck the feathers out of a black chicken and bring them to me in a basket. When the woman got well, she did as the minister said. He said, now take the basket and go around town. Spread them from the top of the church all the way through the village and in the countryside. And then return to me. So the woman did what he asked. And she went from one end of the town to the other, spreading the feathers around, threw them from the top of the steeple all the way, everywhere. And when she got back, he said, now take your basket and collect the feathers and make sure not one of them is missing. And she said, that's impossible. The wind has carried many of them away. And he said, so is it with your words. Well, I have gladly forgiven you. You do not forget that I can never... Do not forget that you can never undo the damage your untrue words have done. So, as believers, we're an example to the world of how to love well. Let's treat each other in a way that people will look at you and say, are you a Christian? That's all I have. Thank you all.
Anyone have any questions or anything?